Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to the Why Is Your Bottom So Dirty podcast, the podcast that tries to get to the bottom, or the smelly bottom, of your issues.
It's a podcast, and we believe that no one's born with a smelly bottom. It's the things that happen to us along the way.
So join us as we interview different guests each week, trying to work out what their problem is, and then solving it.
And you might learn something at home, and welcome to the podcast.
It's a podcast.
To which degree does your butt stink?
If you were here with us, you would smell him. Absolutely reeks of
Have you
stuff.
Heard of crystal
I didn't.
Healing.
I thought that you said you'd not met your father, and now you're
well,
pushing
should we
off
give her
cliff.
Some advice on how to be more confident?
Absolutely. If you haven't got a vagina, just find someone that does, and then speak to that vagina instead. Hello, and welcome to Why Is Your Bottom So Dirty, episode 902. I'm a certified doctor who studied for years to get a doctorate.
And I did a colour therapy course at a church hall in Walton-on-Thames.
And joining us today?
Flitwick Barber.
Flitwick Barber.
How are you spelling that?
F-L-I-T-W-I-K-K.
I thought there was a W.
I'm too tired.
Spelling is tiring.
All those numbers, I mean letters. Claire Gares on the radio. Now, I believe, what's your name again?
Flitwick.
Flitwick. Should we write that down?
It's also a place.
It is a place.
A place and a name. What is in a name if it's not a place? And I believe you're a little doggy.
Yeah.
Yes, we've got our very own dog in the studio today.
Yes. First dog on the show. Yeah.
Yes. Many people say that all dogs' arseholes smell, but you have got a unique smell, haven't you?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk us through that?
It's horrid.
Horrid smell.
Yeah.
Clumpy fur and sort of damp smell. Are you a damp dog?
You say? Always wet.
Mm. A little wet doggy.
Of course, when your arsehole is wet for so often, it does start to sting, doesn't
it? Yeah. And when I do a fart, because I don't have any cheeks, so it's just a pfft.
Right.
Oh, I think one of your friends is outside.
One of my friends is here.
And can you?
I told them to wait for me outside. They really want to.
Yeah.
He wants to come in.
Can you teach an old dog new tricks?
Yes.
Okay.
So what new tricks can we teach you?
Any really.
Catch?
Can
you catch a ball? Can you catch a ball?
Yeah, I can try.
Okay, can you catch it in your paws or your mouth?
Mouth.
Can you throw a ball?
No. Oh. Mm. I could kick one.
Can you sit?
Yeah.
Sit.
Oh.
Good girl.
Thank you.
Can you...
Do I get a treat?
No. Can you... The treat is... Life itself. Mm. How long is your life expectancy?
12 years.
12 short years.
That's not long enough, is it?
No.
I'm probably going to live till I'm 90.
Gonna get it all done
I'll
in
be
12
long
years?
Gone. I hope to get some things done. Yeah, there's a few things that I want to do before
big
I go.
What are your big plans?
I'd love to go on a hen do.
Oh,
lovely.
Yeah, I've always thought that would be nice.
Because it's true. It's like I've been on 4 terrible hen do's, and I've never seen a dog on a hen do.
No,
and actually,
you don't.
That could jazz things up a little bit.
Who's going to be on the hen do then?
Maybe you?
The Spice Girls?
Oh, yeah, that would be good.
The Spice Girls are there. Mm. Have you met the Spice Girls?
No.
Would they think it was a bit strange you inviting them on a hen do?
I don't know until I try, so I'll just have to...
Well, a dog is a man's best friend.
And a woman's.
And a woman's. And if you want to be my lover, you better get with my friends.
Dog.
Dogs.
Yeah. Dog friends.
Yeah. And Sporty Spice? I think she'd be the most open to it.
Yeah.
Could you see yourself running around with Sporty Spice?
Yeah. I saw her once in Holland Park. And
you could have asked her about the hen do then. Missed the opportunity. You've only got 12 years to live. You've got to get in there.
I panicked.
Why is your bottom so dirty? Who is it that hurt you?
So, why don't you tell us about your owners?
My mum and dad.
Oh. Well, are we talking about your doggy mum and dad? Or your human mum and dad?
My only mum and dad. I've just got one of each.
Okay.
Have they got hands?
Yeah.
Okay, so we are...
Two hands each.
Four hands. Four-handed family.
So we are talking about humans.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so do you think you came from them?
Yeah.
Huh. Right. That's interesting.
I do look different to them, but I don't know how, but I don't question it.
Well, I guess dog is God backwards. We all know that.
Mm.
So ours is not to judge.
I need a poo.
Do you need a poo? Yes.
This show does bring things up. Like, it does bring it up. You know, you're talking about your emotions, you're talking about some deep-seated stuff.
Yeah.
Who's your favourite Spice Gal, etc. Mm. It's going to be knocking at the door, as it were.
Should I do it now?
No.
Yeah, let's see if you can keep it in.
I'll try.
But if you need to go? Well, she's going, yeah. That is a different smell, isn't it? Oh, dear.
That's why I don't like dogs, actually.
Yeah.
That and that, just the faces and the two ends of it really is not.
Can I have a treat?
Are you finished?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think we should reward pooing. Perhaps later on in the show, if you do something that warrants a treat, we'll pop something in your mouth.
I normally get a treat if I do a high five.
Okay.
Oh. You do a high five and we'll see if you get a treat. Okay. Oh, that is actually very good. Do you want a poster?
Of?
Well... Celine Dion.
Yes, no, Celine Dion,
of
course.
I don't like Celine Dion.
What's wrong with Celine Dion? She's French and Canadian.
No, I don't like her.
Okay.
I cry at her music.
It's very moving. It is very, very moving.
Do you not like to cry, doggy?
Oh.
Just the mention of Celine Dion.
Oh.
I cry when I see Celine Dion, but just because I know she won't be with us very much. And she's had her doggy years times 10, you know.
Mm. Yeah.
She won't be with us much longer, and that's why we've really got to make the most of Celine Dion. Posters everywhere. Well, do I know her in a friendship way? No. Do I know her on a soul group level? Yes.
What's a soul group?
Ha.
Hmm.
I don't actually know.
Cell group?
A soul group. A soul group is who you're sort of reincarnated with, etc.
Oh, right.
Yes.
So this family of yours, the Pandians. Mm. Is that what they're called?
Barbers.
Right.
Oh. That's the surname.
Barbers.
They've got normal names, Tom and Jill.
Tom and Jill Barber?
Yeah. And I'm Flitwick.
Now, Flitwick,
Can't get comfy.
Can't get comfy?
Can't get comfy.
Okay. Spreading your legs everywhere, aren't you?
Yeah.
Out on all fours.
It's often quite... After you go for a poo, it is quite... I like to have a bath.
After a poo?
Yeah.
Wow.
If I can get a bath in after a poo.
Yeah, it's not always possible, I suspect.
Not always possible.
If you're out for dinner, etc., you can't go home for a bath.
Yes, if you popped into the Burger King toilets to have a poo, you can't then ask them for a bath.
And what about a bidet? We've never talked about bidets on this show, and I think now's the time. Do you have a bidet at home?
A bidet.
Yeah.
No, I've not got a bidet, actually.
You've got a sink, though.
Thank you.
Dare to drink. Okay.
Do you know any other dogs?
Can you rub my tongue?
Okay, if you're giving me permission to rub your tongue...
Can you rub my tum-tum?
Do you think it's going to help the issue here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I can't get comfy. Rub my tum-tum.
I'll rub your tum. Here we go.
I'm sorry. I'm just getting...
Can you properly do it?
You want to actually rub
the tongue? Because I can see that you're not actually... Okay. A bit harder? Oh, yeah.
And that's nice to see.
Oh,
a dog and a man being friends.
That's actually lovely.
Thank you.
Yeah, I liked that.
Now I'm comfy.
Now, but what was the point of that?
Just to relax.
Just to relax you. Yeah. So there was no sort of medical issue there.
Some people have a doobie. Some people have a rub of the tum.
I feel like I got tricked into touching you. I regret this. I once told someone that I had a lemon meringue pie at my apartment, and she got back, and obviously it was a lie.
What did she have?
Oh,
well, I didn't have anything.
What we've got there is a very hungry girl at your apartment. And then what happened? Dr. Benjamin Jones, and then what happened? Do fill us in.
Well,
she got her own meringue pie.
I told her she just, got to calm down, and just locked her in the cupboard until she promised she wouldn't tell anybody. Now I'm telling anyone, so I'm owning my truth. Thank you very much.
Relationships.
About relationships, interspecies relationships. Would you have a relationship?
I've got a boyfriend.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Let's hear about him. So you got a boyfriend? Okay.
A dog or man?
Non-dog, actually.
Okay.
Oh, right.
But it's a human.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I need to lie down. I'm
tired. Yeah. You do get tired.
Oh God, I'm so tired.
Yeah. Do you like a fire? It's like a hot fire?
Yeah.
Yeah. I always wondered. It's nice to be able to ask the dogs a question that you always wondered.
Yeah, you can ask me anything.
Like, I mean...
Do you like a bath? Oh, I bet you love to run in the water.
Yeah.
You know, the lake or the stream or the pond, a muddy pond.
I run towards it, I get scared, and then I try and talk myself into going in, but I haven't quite managed to go in fully to the water.
Dogs have challenges too, you know. Let's break through those challenges. Let's break them down and break through.
Yeah.
Do you like to chase your tail?
Pardon?
Do you like to chase your tail?
Oh, good question, Dr. Benjamin Jones.
Yeah. Sometimes.
A bit indifferent to it, though.
Yeah. It's hard to find because it's quite short.
Do you feel like you've outgrown that? Would you say as a pup you were chasing your tail and now as a teenager you feel more... you've done that, you've been there, and now it's onto human men?
Yeah.
Very angry.
Can you stop scratching at your bits while you're talking, just because it is distracting?
I just need to.
I'm not bothered by it.
I can't actually reach my
Dr. Benjamin Jones
ear. Could you do my ear?
Okay, I feel like I might be getting tricked again here.
Do my ear.
Good litchy boy.
Yes, thank you.
Lemon meringue pie. Why don't you use some headphones and you'll hear us more clearly?
How does your smelly bottom affect your life?
I would say not much.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so why are you here?
I think it's because everyone else sniffs my bum.
So it does affect your life. It affects you in the way that people are smelling your bum without invitation.
So people are up there a lot of the time. You've got noses from other dogs, etc. up there.
And I sniff theirs too.
You sniff their bums,
we
too?
We do, yeah, I do.
And you want to keep your side clean. I get that.
Yeah.
And what do you smell when you sniff their bottoms? Is it a similar smell to yours?
They're all very different brands. I think mine's probably the best. That's probably why I get so many sniffs.
So you've got a nice smelling bottom.
I think so.
We're getting a few mixed messages here, aren't we, Dr. Benjamin Jones?
I'm starting to think, if you don't mind, Flitwick, that you've just come here to show off.
Yeah.
And attract some more attention.
Where's the issue
it's
here?
It's not really a problem for me, but I just wanted to meet you guys.
We've got a doggy stalker on our hands, I think.
And get your ear scratched, etc. by Dr. BJ.
Yes, and Tum Tum.
Okay, well, sometimes people come in and they're not ready to admit the problem they have.
They don't want to do the work.
Ah.
It's like I always say, don't play with fireworks inside, but do the inner work.
Thank you. She does say that a lot. Mm. Just because you don't think there's something wrong with you doesn't mean...
I'm tired. Yes,
very tired. Stretch. Very sleepy.
Do you do yoga? Doggy yoga?
Downward dog.
Downward dog,
Downward dog. So why are you so tired today, do you think?
Oh, just probably this journey.
Oh, you walked here?
Yes.
I bet that was fun for you.
Yeah, it was quite fun.
You've only got little legs, haven't you?
I've got little legs. It's quite a long way.
Have you ever had a tumour?
No.
Okay.
But that is what I might die of.
I suppose we all could if we ask ourselves honestly.
Yeah.
We have touched death a little bit.
Oh, I'm just moving around.
That's okay. Have a little move.
I just need to move around.
It's all right. It's annoying staying still, isn't it, all the time?
Yes,
I like to,
boring.
I'll have a little
Very
move
boring.
Around as well. Shuffle my shoulders there.
Are you a slobberer when you get an old toy? Do you slobber all over it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wet toys.
Wet toys, damp dog.
So, nice bum.
Nice bum. Lovely bum. Yeah. Lovely bum. To a dog.
Yeah.
So tell us more about your boyfriend, because I think there might be an issue here.
Yeah, oh. I think there might be an issue here, actually.
Really?
With your human boyfriend, yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Although I did hear a story once about and a dog. Well, the late his wife and a dog. But, you know, you've got to let people be free and live their lives.
I'm not
judging.
Yeah, sometimes it's good to try something, and then only after trying it, you can discover you don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like ravioli.
I don't like bananas.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I like bananas and ravioli, but I don't like with animals that I know of. But again, you know, I haven't tried, to be fair. Mm. And I always thought it would be quite nice with a dolphin, very romantic and spiritual.
Yeah.
Slippy.
Very slippy. Slip in, slip out. I would probably, and don't judge me on this, I probably would have sex with a dolphin.
Yeah.
It's not Claire Kerr's.
No. It's absolutely fine. It's important to try things. I once masturbated over a horse. I ejaculated and realised that I felt disgusting afterwards. It wasn't for me. But I had to go through the process. Now,
we're getting it all covered today.
Yeah. So let's talk about your boyfriend.
Yes. Well,
was a horse in the room? Or you just...
No, just in the field. Just me,
a real horse, not a video of a horse.
No, it was a real horse.
Ah, now, because everything's okay in fantasy. You know, you think of the idea that, oh, it'd be very romantic with a dolphin, etc. We'll probably connect on some other level.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, face-to-face with the dolphin...
Yeah.
How old were you?
I was 25, the horse was side-on, and I was carrying a carrier bag in one hand, and then just
your
the other hand.
Your penis in your other hand?
Yep, so there was a little bit of a rustle.
Oh, dear.
And,
was the horse scared or into it?
Horse didn't move.
Now, how old was the horse?
Difficult to say.
Mm.
An old stallion.
Mm.
I know a couple of horses.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ever fucked one?
No.
A dog and a horse. Now, that's a film I'd like to see.
I would like to ride a horse, actually, but I mean sit on top.
Oh, lovely.
Sit on it.
A dog riding a horse is, I mean, that would do very well on YouTube.
Yeah.
Have you seen little animal videos on YouTube? They do very well.
Mm. We could do one now of me.
Well, we need a horse.
Mm. What would be better, a horse with a dog's head or a dog with a horse's head?
And we're asking the big questions today on why is your bottom so dirty? So if you've got any opinions on this, do call or email in or text us on 8899.
Hotmail, Gmail, or Yahoo.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store.
And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Is this a jingle?
That's another thing I've been thinking I'd like to do one day is get a phone.
Ah.
Yes.
But hard for me because I've just got these paws.
Would you say you're jealous of... It seems like talking to you, because a lot of dogs that I've met are just happy to be dogs.
Yeah.
They're just running around, they're happy to be dogs.
You seem quite bitter.
Mm. I think it's more aspirational.
But a lot of dogs are happy at the moment, aren't they? That's kind of their thing. As a dog, that's their vibe, that's their thing.
Is it because you know that you're only going to be around for about 12 years?
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to outlive your children and your children's children.
Yeah.
What about your children's children? They'll all die in my lifetime.
Mm. Oh, poor me.
Is that it? Is that what's making your bum smell?
Yeah, maybe.
If I may please diagnose, I think she wants to be a human. That's getting in the way of happiness.
Yeah.
She is lonely. That's just something
I'm picking up. I've got this itch.
She's itchy.
Fleas.
She's got fleas. She's having interpersonal relationships with a human.
I love it.
Why do you love it? It feels very painful, actually. You love my diagnosis, or you love... Yes, okay.
Sometimes I just love moments.
Sometimes I love my job. When I'm like this and I'm hitting every nail on the bloody head...
I just needed a shake.
Are you all shaken now?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's better.
Okay.
What sort of music do you like?
Oh, lovely question.
I like songs. I like to be sang to. So,
do you like the song "Who Let the Dogs Out"?
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Oh. Puppy love.
Come on, Dr. BJ. Come on, Dr. BJ. There's another one in there.
Doggy, doggy, how much is that doggy in the window?
Three-one.
Claire Kerr's still here, broadcasting for you.
Why won't you talk about your boyfriend? Enough is enough.
Yes. Well, he...
Does he exist? Why would you lie? Why would you lie about this?
Because she wants to be a human. This is what I'm getting at. She wants to be a human. That's the number one problem. Do I have butt
stinks? Thank you, Claire Kerr's.
Now, I think we need to move on to... We've got the prognosis. Mm. We have agreed about it for once. We need to move on to the cure.
Claire, are you suggesting that when Flitwick told us... that her parents were human, are you suggesting that she was lying? Is that what you're suggesting?
No.
It's a bold accusation.
No, I think she's got carers who are human, and I think hope...
I am still here.
Oh, hello, Flitwick.
Hello.
Now, we will give you a treat if you tell us the truth. Are your parents... humans or dogs?
Or dancers.
Oh.
Or dancers.
Are we
okay.
human or are we dancers?
Dancers, yeah.
Probably.
There's a treat depending on this.
And it's a poster of Paul Simon.
Human or dogs?
Human.
I think you're a little liar.
She's beyond doubt.
One of each?
It could be one of each. But I don't know if I'm buying it.
I've already set the prognosis and told you she lies into our eyes.
Mm, okay.
By the way, if you spy some sexual tension in the studio, it's because I'm on a new birth control and it is playing havoc with my testosterone. So I think it's fair to say that I am flirting with myself. What just wrecked the psych?
What just wrecked the psych?
Psychology.
If you wouldn't mind, Flitwick, I'm going to ask you some questions now.
I am tired, but...
Psychology questions, okay. Yeah, okay. You're a very sleepy little dog, aren't you?
Yeah.
Now, you've just sat down for your favourite meal.
Yeah.
Can you describe what it is?
Ham.
I guess spaghetti bolognese, bag bowl.
No.
Next question. You need the toilet.
Yeah.
We've seen evidence of that today.
Yeah.
Do you, and I think I know the answer, do you wait till you get into a Cavi Costa toilet or something like this and pretend you're buying a purchase? Or do you just drop it on the floor no matter where you are?
I don't go in shops.
Okay.
That's interesting, Sue. Okay, fine. We're getting there. We're getting there, aren't we?
Shops. No.
Don't go in shops.
If you saw a blind man, would your instinct be to guide him or to kick him or her?
Kick.
Kick. Oh, okay. Interesting.
That is interesting.
I don't think that's human or dog trait.
I would be scared of his stick, but I don't.
Would you want to fetch the stick?
I'd circle it.
Huh?
I'd go round it.
Okay, you're travelling to Jersey. Air, land, or sea?
What is Jersey?
That's enough. That's enough, actually.
Enough. Okay, well, I think we've totted up the answers.
Yeah.
And it turns out you are a dog who wants to be more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've got ideas above your station, and it's making you... It is making your butt stink because you're not happy with what you've got. You've got to look around and have gratitude. Gratitude for a bone or...
Yeah.
Gratitude for a tail, heaven knows.
Gratitude for attention.
Gratitude for a little ruffle of the feathers.
Or a treat.
Or a treat, the Celine Dion poster.
Or a food one.
So let's try that again where I give you a Celine Dion poster and you say, fucking yes, thank you very much.
Doesn't have to have a doggy swear.
Sorry, it's near the end of the day and Claire Cares hasn't done her self-care. I didn't massage my neck today. I usually give myself a massage and a positive mantra and a mist out of my morning routine. Sometimes also I try to make my breasts grow by telling them that they're big. And I forgot. Which is why I look a little flat-chested today.
What are you talking about, Claire Kerrs? One thing we haven't established, though, which I think is something that's been peppering this discussion, is your lethargicness.
Yeah.
So why do you think you're so tired?
Have you ever tried energy tablets?
Oh, no.
What are you tired of? Okay, you're on a treadmill.
Yeah, yeah.
At the end of the treadmill...
What's a treadmill?
A treadmill is a machine that makes you, you have to keep them running.
Swim, like swimming.
Like swimming, yeah.
Yeah.
But more like running.
Can't get comfy.
And at the end of the treadmill, there is a television. At the end of the treadmill, there's a television.
Yeah.
Okay. How long do you think you're going to be running on the treadmill before you give up on the television?
2 seconds.
Okay. Now, same scenario, but this time...
Treat.
End of the treadmill.
Yeah.
Is a poster of Celine Dion.
No.
How long are you lasting?
1 sec. I'll see the poster and
walk
away.
My heart will go on.
Oh.
But the doggy won't. Okay, well, you're absolutely fucked.
Yeah.
We'll leave it there, I think.
Oh, no.
But the good news is, your life is terrible, but the good news is, you'll probably only be alive another 4 years.
Yeah.
So when you think about it, not a lot to complain about.
Yeah,
and
just,
there's the gratitude.
The gratitude. Just 4 more years of being annoyed
tired.
That you're a dog.
Yeah.
4 more years of unhappy doggy life, unless you switch that frown upside down and decide to embrace your tail to nose.
Doggy gonna die soon.
Doggy gonna die soon.
Oh no.
Put the doggy down.
Oh.
Oh, reverse psychology. I like it.
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
You're gonna be put down, so and then they'll enjoy their life.
In the gutter.
Oh.
When people have near death experiences, they were suicidal before, they often then reclaim their life.
Stupid dog.
You're gonna be put down, little mutt.
We're gonna pick
you. We're gonna kill you, little mutt.
We're gonna let all the mice
you're
chew on your flesh.
Injection in your fat neck.
Back next week and let us know if that's worked.
It might be okay.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, a lovely another episode, and tune in next week when we'll be having a human on the show.
That will be nice.
I hope you catch my fleas.
I'm a bit itchy.
Well, it's goodbye from Flickwick.
Yeah.
Goodbye from
Dr. Benjamin Jones.
And goodbye from Claire Cares.
And me. Oh, I'm tired.
thank you so much for listening. It means so much to us. And
we do like it when you listen.
And we like it more if you're going to tell a friend. Tell someone at the bus stop. WhatsApp someone.
Talky to the people around you.
Gossip about the show.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.